I like to call Psalm 38, Over My Head. It's another Psalm of David. He calls it for a memorial. So he's looking back on something that has happened to him. O Lord, don't rebuke me in your wrath, and do not punish me in your burning anger. For your arrows have sunk deep into me, and your hand has pressed down on me. And verse 4, for my iniquities are gone over my head. You ever feel that way? That life and shortcomings and the sins that we are either entrapped in or we choose to do and God reveals later, you're in over your head. It's just, it's an awful, awful feeling. But God understands it and Jesus understands it. Verse 9, Lord, all my desire is in front of you and all of my sighing is not hidden from you. You know, the turbulence and the imperfection that we experience, this isn't a surprise to God. He's God. And in Jesus, he totally understands what we experience as human beings. Verse 14, yes, I'm like a man who does not hear, in whose mouth are no arguments. For I hope in you, O Lord, you will answer, O Lord my God. For I said, may they not rejoice over me, who when my foot slips would magnify themselves or lift themselves up when I'm ready to fall. So again, David had tough times with people that he knew. There were people who were jealous of him. There were people who were just angry with him because of his position. And there were people who just flat out didn't like him. But overall, God blessed David and allowed him to find the heart of God, the heart of the king. Psalm 38, Over My Head.